Word of God is what we're thinking through is the Old Testament section of the story of David. Magnificent story of David falling on his face. That story was really about the Philistines. And it's interesting, at least in his life, to know that the Septuagint, instead of translating the words that we rendered as Philistines, chose to identify them as heathen, foreigners, people who believe in something else. Something else besides the true God, the living God of Israel. And these people who believe in something else have a marvelously impressive experience of having a billion. And they don't seem to be able to handle that very well. They've got some problems, some difficulties. And we're going to analyze why they move around from one place to the other. Maybe the confidence of one city that, well, you guys just didn't believe strongly enough, and so we'll take care of it, and everything will go well. But the story is very evident that the hand of God is heavy upon all these unbelievers. Community, do with the story of that God. We can't really apply it to ourselves and talk about when our God or when our false God fall on the face, because this is clearly talking about people who are not believers in God and the problem that they have when their God fails them. So the question is, what would I do when the God, the false God, the people in this world, when their God fall on their face? The first thing I'd like to mention is that sometimes things happen all too frequently. That we sit down and we suffer. I'm glad that they finally got there. You know, we Christians have all these problems. The burdens come along our way, and we have difficulties, and we're always having to go back to the drawing board and understand, why is this happening? Why are things going awry? It's about time those guys out there, those unbelievers, all those pagans that we believe are out there in the woods, that they finally suffer. And we kind of rejoice a little bit in our inward house because it sort of makes us feel better that we're not the only ones who have difficulties with life. That's the fear that faces. Because what God has given to us is a marvelous opportunity. Really, God has done a wonderful thing when the false God falls on his face, because that gives us an opportunity to come and say, hey, look, did you notice? This is clear as you now, let me show you the living God, the real God, the one who can rescue and save and redeem and make you alive and make you well and heal you and all those things that we might direct to the heart, the mind, and the spirit. Sometimes we're hesitant. We're hesitant to identify by name and faith people who are indeed those who believe in false God. We bend ourselves in the temple, trying to convince ourselves that the people we know are maybe really righteous. We Christians, yes, but let's not judge them. God forbid we judge somebody who has this fear. And yet we live in communities where the statistics put out by secular publications will tell us that 30, 50, 60% of the people that we encountered day after day are totally unfaithful. Yet somehow we don't seem to be able to see them by faith and name. Almost as if everybody we know is, of course, at least got a finger pull down the tree there. We left them to recognize that there are some people in our world who are those believers in something else besides our God. And when their God fails them, when all their trust and power in love of the world and popularity, or you mean, they're not false and collapse. You and I have the opportunity to bring to them at that moment the knowledge of the true God. Somehow we're afraid that we're going to fall into some childlike dream that my God is better than your God. The only reason we can do that, though, here, is that somehow we try to help lift that idea that one of these doctors is already there. Some spacious that he was there. But the hand of the Lord was heavy upon these Philistines and upon Gideon, and that's why it falls apart. And that's why the false gods of Israel fall apart, because the hand of God is heavy upon them, to show them the error of their way. And you now and I now have the opportunity to go with that message of the living God, the one who's even been gracious by letting their God down to show them in one way or another.
The message of that living God.